Welcome to Rady Us, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. I'm Jonathan Wilson from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. The roundup for the month of October 2024 includes stories about the graduates of fall convocation, a new study about medical assistance and dying, Rady faculty members getting grants from the National Institutes of Health, and more. Rady faculty students took part in the fall convocation on the Bannatyne campus on October 31st. The group of graduates were from the Master of Occupational Therapy, Master of Physical Therapy, Bachelor of Respiratory Therapy, and Master of Physician Assistant Studies programs. Vice Provost Health Sciences and Dean of the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, Dr. Peter Nickerson, asked the graduates to take inspiration from the mural by Anishinaabe artist Blake Angicombe that surrounded them.
And this whole encirclement is really to remind us of where we are, where we come to celebrate. It's like a circle. And the art itself is entitled Taking Flight. And the whole point is it's for students, and Indigenous students in particular, to now take flight as they go on into their career. And that's what I wish for you as you leave here today, as you graduate. Take flight into your careers. Congratulations and all the best in your days ahead. Thank you.
For many of the graduates, the end of the university programs doesn't mean they have to look for work. They had jobs already lined up. Physical therapy graduate Robert Plischke recently started a position with Jordan's Principal in Cross Lake First Nation.
I started working with Jordan's Principal through the Rehab Center for Children. So with this, we provide physio services to youth in different reserves and Indigenous communities. So we travel a couple times a month to give the services there instead of having them come down to Winnipeg and uproot their lives every couple months. And it's definitely an amazing experience, seeing lots of different sites and traveling to different areas where you don't typically get the chance to.
And Master of Physician Assistant Studies graduate Pierre Bosque will be working as a physician assistant in St. Boniface Hospital's Cardiac Sciences program. He said it was a surreal experience crossing the stage to receive his parchment.
It feels great. It feels like an event that provide a lot of closure, and I feel ready now to go on and use the degree to help Manitoba.
A Winnipeg High School student placed second in the International Brain Bee competition, where she competed against nearly 3,000 other students from 40 countries. To get there, grade 11 student Lisa Way won the local Winnipeg competition organized by the University of Manitoba, and then the Canadian National Tournament in Vancouver. The competition, which was held online, focused on facts about the brain, from basic functions to more complex levels like emotion or memory. Dr. Robert Beattie, a professor at the University of Manitoba's Max Rady College of Medicine, worked with Wei and says it's a testament to her skill. He spoke with CTV News.
This competition is incredibly difficult, and these questions are postgraduate level, and so she's only in grade 11, which is mind-boggling when you think about it, no pun intended. But she's really just a phenomenal student, and it's we're extremely proud here. We're training through this competition the next generation of neuroscientists and next generation of healthcare workers, and just instilling that passion for science in these students.
The Federal Canadian Institutes of Health Research and Manitoba Neuroscience Network helped to fund the Winnipeg Brain Bee and its workshops. Canada has one of the highest rates in the world of patients choosing medical assistance in dying, or MAID. But there is little research on what motivates people who are seriously ill to ask for assisted death. Selena Prezada, a PhD candidate in the Max Rady College of Medicine, wants to find out whether social factors such as poverty, inadequate housing, and difficulties with accessing the right kind of care influence patients to ask for MAID. She also wants to know if losing their dignity contributes to patients deciding to end their lives. For her doctoral research, Prezada is conducting in-depth interviews with Manitoba patients who have requested MAID. She is also assessing the patient's mental health and dignity-related distress.
We need to take a hard look at what's happening to make sure there aren't any wrongful deaths happening. So we want to make sure that people aren't choosing MAID because they feel like they have no other choice or they don't have an adequate standard of living. And so that's sort of a lot of the conflict and controversy around MAID.
Prasada hopes to publish her research next year. The CBC program Unreserved did a show about Indigenous health in reaction to the recent apology from the Canadian Medical Association about historic and ongoing harms to Indigenous people across Canada. Dr. Marcia Anderson, Vice Dean Indigenous Health, Social Justice and Anti-Racism at Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, was a guest on the program and discussed her personal experiences of discrimination as a patient and as a healthcare worker. Dr. Anderson gave her thoughts on the CMA apology.
They have committed to some action. I think that there will probably be some funding announcements, for example. They will be opening up and reviewing the kind of code of ethics and professionalism, having explicit statements around anti-Indigenous racism in those code of ethics will be meaningful. Many of the other physician regulatory colleges at the provincial or territorial levels will follow suit or adopt an updated CMA code of ethics and professionalism. So those are really meaningful actions.
The Office of Interprofessional Collaboration held a screening of the film Falling Through the Cracks, Greg's Story, for hundreds of students representing multiple health disciplines on October 7th. Screened in three theaters on Bannatyne campus, the film was also shown online for nursing students in the PAW and Thompson. In total, 326 students took part from the Colleges of Medicine, Nursing, and Respiratory Therapy programs, along with 11 students from the Faculty of Social Work. The 30-minute film follows the true story of Greg Price, an Alberta man who died at the age of 32 from an undiagnosed blood clot as a complication from testicular cancer. The film was followed by a discussion with Terry Price and Dave Price, Greg's sister and father, who produced the film with their nonprofit organization, Greg's Wings. Students then broke into interprofessional teams of about 15 to 18 to discuss how they could have worked as a team to advocate for Greg earlier and help prevent him from falling through the cracks. Fourth-year nursing student Jennifer Taves said she found the film very moving and that it sparked a lot of great discussion around patient safety and record-keeping. She said one of the highlights was learning about the role of other disciplines.
A pharmacy student spoke up and said, you know, even though pharmacy and nursing weren't portrayed in the film, and this was 10 years ago, now pharmacy has a much greater role in people's health. Like they'll look at, and they were talking about how a lot of pharmacists, like people will come and talk to their pharmacist even more than their doctor sometimes. So pharmacy has a really good opportunity when they're giving medications to provide some patient education to kind of see if things are on track, to point out things if they're noticing something's a little funny. So pharmacy has a really big role as part of the team now as well, which I think helps make things better. And there were some instances that they talked about where some systems have improved because of this film. So that really was really cool too. And then from nursing, you know, one of our biggest things after someone has surgery is that we assess for blood clots. That's a huge role that nursing has. So just everyone had a really important role, and teamwork is just so crucial.
Leah Sullivan, a second-year student in the Max Rady College of Medicine, said interprofessional events like this are vital for students in different health disciplines.
That these events are always really needed because it just facilitates conversation. If we're coming in at a baseline knowing that all of us are here to do the right thing for the patient, and we know that because we've met people and we've had that context, I think it makes all these relationships and interactions so much better, and really can help sort of disintegrate some of that hostility or animosity that can happen when you're working in the clinical environments or the blame game type of thing. Okay. I think that it can really help alleviate some of that.
The College of Nursing welcomed 105 new nurses to the profession at a pinning ceremony on October 22nd at the new Desotels Concert Hall on Fort Garry campus. The ceremony took place a few hours ahead of the graduates' convocation. It was emceed by College of Nursing Dean Dr. Neetha Dick, included remarks by Minister of Health Uzoma Azagwara, Grandmother-in-Residence Sherry Kopenins, and Association of Regulated Nurses of Manitoba Executive Director Joyce Christensen. Dick called the ceremony a rite of passage and a time-honored tradition.
The pinning ceremony becomes a defining moment and provides an opportunity to reflect on your professional educational journey. Reflect on the knowledge you gained from the fundamentals of patient care to the latest in evidence-informed practice. Think about the critical thinking and reasoning skills you have honed in high-pressure clinical situations. Reflect on the exemplary care you have provided to patients and their families, care that has made a difference in people's lives.
Among the graduands was Benem Bebudinejad, who moved to Winnipeg from Iran with his sisters in 2017. He comes from a family of healthcare professionals and will be working at St. Boniface Hospital, where he completed his last clinical rotation.
I think what was memorable was the experiences that I had the opportunity to partake in. For example, so one of those was the different clinical placements that we got to do. One that I had the privilege to do was to work at the Indigenous Community Health Center at the Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, which was a tremendous experience. I never thought I would be able to get to do that ever in my life. And then while being in those different clinical placements, helping people to get through their journey while they're in the hospital and they're eventually getting better and going home, I think those that gives you a sense of fulfillment for any person.
After receiving their pins, the graduands recited the UM Bachelor of Nursing Pledge, which was inspired by the 1893 Florence Nightingale Pledge and has been adapted by the university. Two PhD students in immunology recently spoke about the mentorship program offered by the campus organization WISDOM, which stands for Women in Science, Development, Outreach, and Mentorship. The students, Courtney Marshall and Diane Chakudi, say the program matches small groups of female students with women faculty members. The mentors provide academic guidance on matters such as setting career goals and getting papers published. Marshall says the mentors also provide valuable advice about personal challenges such as work-life balance and choosing the best time to start a family.
In addition to family planning, it's like time management.
Yes.
And creating a lifestyle that works mm-hmm. for you and how you want to manage your time of here versus mm-hmm. at home, and how a lot of our mentors balance being a successful scientist with being a mom.
Chakudi says putting the mentees together in small groups allows them to network.
You meet new people, and I have seen mm-hmm. people becoming friends after the mentorship program.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. it's not just between the mentor and the mentees as a professor and student, but among the student as well that create a network.
The WISDOM mentorship program runs from May through December. The sign-up period for next year will start in January. Two Rady Faculty of Health Sciences researchers have received funding from the United States government's Medical Research Agency. Dr. Alan Garland, professor of internal medicine in the Max Rady College of Medicine, and Dr. Sharif Eltonzi, assistant professor in the College of Pharmacy, each received funding from the National Institutes of Health for projects they are collaborating on with colleagues at American universities. Garland is a co-investigator on a project studying the staffing of adult intensive care units in the United States and how it influences patient outcomes.
But the bottom line is that the hope is that we can better understand the relationship between how ICUs are structured, how the care of patients in ICUs is structured. And by structured, I don't mean the machines that are available or anything like that. I mean the organizational structure from a people standpoint, staffing standpoint. If there is a relationship between the way staffing is structured and outcomes, that would be actionable, potentially be actionable in terms of giving ICUs a way to improve the outcomes for their patients by optimal staffing.
The project received $324,000 in funding over 5 years from the National Institutes of Health. Garland is working on the study with colleagues from the University of Miami, Cornell University, and Yale University. Eltonzi is a co-investigator on a project focused on understanding and addressing the health challenges faced by people living with HIV who come from underserved and marginalized communities, including racial and ethnic minorities, transgender individuals, and those facing unstable housing or recent incarceration.
It's a very timely topic because it falls, again, at the very unique and niche intersection of care, mm-hmm. HIV care, which we know the very marginalized population, but also substance use and how there have been an increase in use specifically for these marginalized populations mm-hmm. Within the HIV population. Of
yeah.
course, you're familiar with the opioid crisis mm-hmm. and drug use and opioids and for example, cocaine and meth use. So this is really timely.
The study received $3.4 million in National Institutes of Health funding over 5 years. El Tanze is working on the project with colleagues from the University of Washington. More than 100 people were screened for oral cancer at a pop-up clinic held in the Brody Center atrium on October 10th. The free screening clinic was open to the Rady faculty community and was led by oral pathologists from the Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry's Department of Dental Diagnostic and Surgical Sciences. Dr. Vimy Mutalik, Associate Professor of Dental Diagnostic and Surgical Sciences and Division Head of Oral Diagnosis, said that the screening clinic was important because when oral cancer is caught early, there is a greater chance for a cure.
Our goal as a team is early diagnosis. You know, we want to diagnose early. We want to get rid of that problem early just so that patients have, you know, a better quality of life moving forward from there.
Dr. Mohammad Hassan Kadhim, Assistant Professor of Dental Diagnostic and Surgical Sciences, said the screening clinic was a great first-time event.
I think it was a success, and I think it's a good starting point for us to build on to new or more events that we'd like to hold. So this was more of a pilot sort of event to test out to see what small details we need. What are the key players? What are, you know, areas that need improvements? So I think overall it was a success.
Thanks for joining us today. What did you think? Send us your ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.